Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Somebody might ask, why are you spending so much time talking about the responsibilities of husbands and wives in marriage? And my answer is simply, because it was next. That's the beauty of expository Bible teaching and preaching, consecutive expository Bible teaching and preaching. When you preach through a book of the Bible, you just take up whatever comes next. And it's obvious that you're not gunning for anybody. You're not playing favorites. You're not skipping around. You're not avoiding difficult subjects. You're not camping on hobby horses. You're just simply dealing with whatever comes next in the Word of God. Whatever God the Holy Spirit directed holy men of old to write is what you take up and explain and apply to those who are listening. And we have come to the section of 1 Peter chapter 3 that talks first of all about the responsibilities of wives, and then secondly about the responsibilities of husbands. We're dealing now with the husbands in verse 7, and the requirements for husbands are, in short, number 1, knowledgeable cohabitation, and number 2, appropriate honor. Peter says, husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. We're going to continue talking about the husband's responsibilities on this Monday, December 2, as we have been enabled to do so by the faithful giving of radio listeners who financially support this Bible teaching ministry on this station. The husband's responsibility is to dwell with his wife in an understanding way. Live with your wives with understanding. Live with your wives. That's the first requirement. You'll never live with your wife with understanding until first you are living with your wife. And that's what we primarily talked about on the broadcast Friday, but I go back to it now because I think it is so critical. And I am aware that when I'm dealing with marriage, I'm dealing with one of the most basic concerns of a great many people who are listening to this broadcast. Because the majority of you are probably married. Not all of you, of course, but the majority of you are probably married. And if you're not, you probably have, you either expect to be, or you have reached the stage of life where you have children who are married and you're concerned about their marriages. You have other people in your life that you are close to and that you love dearly, and some of them are having difficulties with their marriages. And so this is just one of the most basic areas of life. And it is amazing how mixed up we can get in our ideas about marriage, and so far away from the biblical ideal. Our ideas are often not the biblical ideals. And that's why we need to go back to it and talk about it with some frequency, though, again, in my style, I just simply deal with it as it comes up. And in this case, marriage was next. And the next is now. And we're dealing with it because that's what came up in our passage. Now back to the husbands living with their wives according to knowledge. It starts with living with your wife, and that means living at the same address, surely, but it means developing and cultivating companionship with your wife, which is the primary purpose of marriage. And I'm repeating that. I said it last Friday, but I'm saying it again today. That's the primary purpose of marriage. What marriage is, as much as anything, is two people committing themselves to companionship as long as they live. And that is so basic, and that is so simple, but that is so ignored by so many marriages today. When you marry a wife, when you, wives, marry a husband, you are committing yourself to making that person your primary companion as long as you both shall live. Which does not mean, as we explained in the broadcast Friday, that you cannot have other friends. You can. So, you husbands who tend to be overly controlling, overly protective, overly jealous, so that you don't want your wife to have any lady friends, you are wrong. You are absolutely wrong, and you're not dwelling with your wife according to understanding. You don't understand her needs. But you wives who spend multiplied hours every week with your girlfriends and spend precious little time in companionship with your husband are absolutely wrong as well. And vice versa. It goes both ways. You are committing yourself to developing companionship with your spouse for as long as you both shall live. That's your commitment. I will become your companion for life. You've got to live with them, husbands. Live with them. There are even some cultures that make that difficult. I've traveled enough to other countries to know that in some places, particularly in Europe, there has developed a culture where men typically get off work and head to the pub. And that's where they get their supper, and that's where they spend their evening, and then they come home around 10 o'clock at night or so, and go to bed, and get their sleep, and get up, and go to work the next morning, and repeat the same thing all over again. Night after night after night spent away from their wife, away from their family, away from their home, with their friends someplace else. No wonder they don't have good marriages. No wonder so many of those marriages fail. They are not living with their wife. They may share the same address. They may sleep in the same bed. They may not if that goes on too long, but they may sleep in the same bed. But there is no companionship being developed there. There seems instead to be an avoidance of one another's company instead of cultivating and developing that companionship that you have committed yourself to do. That's what you did when you said, forsaking all others, keep thee only unto him or her so long as you both shall live. Now, that's not simply talking about sexual fidelity, though that certainly would be included, but that's talking about companionship. You are making this person your life's companion, and you continue to work at that and develop that as long as you both shall live. It's not uncommon for young people to talk about marrying their best friend. Well, that's a wonderful thing. Keep it up. Don't marry your best friend, and then, once you've been married, once you've gotten married, start neglecting that friendship until your spouse is no longer your best friend. We've all seen that happen, haven't we? Isn't it strange how our sinful natures seem to just insist upon doing the opposite of what they ought to do? So here are two people who spend a lot of time together, dating, hanging out, whatever you want to call it. They have different ideas in our day and time, but spend a lot of time together because you enjoy each other's company. You enjoy being together. That's good. That's what you need to develop before you're married. That's what you need to desire before you're married. You really ought to marry someone that you enjoy being with. You need to take some time to find out if you do enjoy being with this person. Those who select a mate simply on the basis of external beauty, referred to in Peter's instructions to the wives, in verses 1 through 6, but those who select a mate strictly on the basis of external beauty and don't really get to know that person and to find out if they like them, they may have a strong sexual attraction to them, but they may find out that they don't really enjoy the companionship of this person. That's not somebody that they can talk to. It's not somebody that they can enjoy spending time with. It's just simply somebody that they enjoy jumping into bed with, but nothing beyond that. That will not a marriage make. Now, obviously, if you made mistakes prior to marriage, it's too late. You can't go back and undo them. So what you need to do is work very hard at cultivating a friendship, companionship, relationship. Husbands, dwell with your wives. Live with them. Make them your companion. Include them in your lives. Don't carve out huge sections of your life that exclude your wife. Again, I'm not saying that she has to be involved in absolutely everything you do, every activity, that you can't have anything that doesn't interest her or that doesn't involve her, but I'm saying those are the occasional things, but not the regular routine of life. If it is, if you're always running off with somebody else, always taking off without your wife, always heading off on the weekend with your friends to some other activity and not spending time with your wife, don't really want to be with your wife, you take her for granted. You courted her, married her, for whatever reason, you thought you wanted to, and now you're married, so okay, woman, you stay home and I'm going to go do what I want to do. That is the height of selfishness. That is the height of sinfulness. That is a form of infidelity. Not sexual infidelity, necessarily, but it's still being unfaithful to your wife. You are not fulfilling your responsibility to your wife to forsake all others and keep thee only unto her so long as you both shall live. That's what you promised. Or if you didn't have the traditional marriage vows, that's what you should have promised. That's what the Bible taught you to promise, and that's what the Bible teaches you to fulfill. This is what you need to be doing. Husbands, live with your wives. And if you will do that, you will no doubt lay and maintain a good foundation for marriage. That doesn't solve all the problems, but that really goes a long way toward setting the foundation to be able to solve the problems. Without that, you really don't have a foundation for marriage. So that's where you need to begin. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.